really don't have any thoughts right now. You know, just kind of reflecting on the season last night with a couple of teammates. You know, I enjoyed myself this year, and, you know, obviously we want to get something done. And that we'll just wait and see when that happens.
You said before that you want to finish your career in Jacksonville. What is the potential future for Maurice Jones-Drew when it comes to the Jaguars?
I mean, hopefully I can stay here, but, you know, that's kind of not up to me. Obviously, you know, like I said, I think I said this on Sunday, you weren't there. You were somewhere else. But, you know, it's time to kind of sit back with my family and talk and see what's best for us. You know, obviously I have three kids that, you know, don't want to move them around and don't do those things. But if that's the case, then that has to be done. So we'll see. There's some other variables. And my agent and the organization will get those figured out, and hopefully we can get it done.
Was it at all disheartening that they signed Sendarek? I mean, obviously they saw him as a guy they wanted to get done before the end of the season.
No, not disheartening at all. Sendarek played well this year, and he deserved it. And so I'm very excited for him. You know, obviously we talked, it was at the end of the year, so I knew that was coming in, and we'll just, you know, it's time now. So we'll see how it goes, and let's go from there.
Did you pay for a lot less money than you made this year?
You were just asking some crazy questions. Do you think
crazy.
I don't even know how much money I made this year, to tell you the truth.
$4.95 million.
I mean,
starting where you were this year? Or
no, I mean, like I said, I have to sit down and talk with my agent about those things and figure out the details and what we're, you know, see what the market is and those type of things, and we'll go from there. But yeah, I don't. You know more about my money than I do.
Yeah, I know. I wish I did.
Yeah, you do. You know all about my money. It's awesome. Yeah, you always want it done as quick as possible. You want it done right too. You don't want to just go in there and, you know, try to. You want it done correctly so everything is happy for everybody. I got you, man. All right.
You definitely don't see yourself though sitting out through OTAs waiting for something to happen. You expect to be an early.
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't think that's up to me. I think that's, you know, kind of. Yeah, it's a wait-and-see game now. It's first time for everything. And plus, I never did OTAs anyways.
I know.
You know, so that, I mean, I don't want that to be like this big over-concerning thing if I'm, you know.
But if you went to a new team, they would probably want you there.
I just never done OTAs, though. Try to, you know, I don't know.
You've been through a couple of coaching staffs in your career. How would you evaluate Gus after his first season?
I thought Gus did a tremendous job. You know, we had some times where I know myself kind of went a little south, but he was able to keep us all positive here and to keep, you know, the young guys playing well. And you saw that in the game on Sunday. We had a lot of young guys playing, stepping in. I think Lamar Thomas caught a couple passes. You know, Jordan played well. So we're starting to get these young guys, and we're building depth. And that's what you want to do in your first year as a coach. And in the culture that he's created here, you see guys playing ping pong. I mean, usually when guys have to be here at 6 a.m., they usually leave. A lot of these guys have been here since 6 a.m., so they just love being around each other, and we love being here. So he's done a tremendous job.
Obviously, these situations come down to the money, but is there a part of you that would like to see this thing through here?
I would love to see it through here, but you said it exactly right. It's a monetary issue. I mean, that's where we are now. It's not about football anymore. It's, you know, and that's just part of this deal, part of the game, and like I said, hopefully it gets done quick, and I'll be here, and that's the best. I think Shaq Khan said it best. Hope for the best, plan for the worst. Was it that?
It's something about the train. That's,
yeah, it was craziness. It was a lot of craziness going on, but that was a great quote that he said that I truly believe in. You always hope for the best. So
we had a lot of fun in our room, you know, especially if you look where we started and then how we really came together and where we finished.
Development of the young guys, man. Branch and Ryan Davis and these guys really came along this year. At what point did you realize, hey, these guys can really get something going?
Oh, we knew from the start. You know, the unique thing for me, I guess, I was asked to, you know, really kind of step up my role in leadership and really coaching, you know, from somewhat of an aspect and, you know, how to be a professional and how to go about our business day to day. And I enjoy the challenge, you know, and Gus challenges you, you know. He does it in a way it, you know, kind of inspires you at the same time.
Have you had that challenge anywhere else in the league before?
No, not like the challenge I had from Gus.
Well, why is it different for Gus?
I think because the genuineness of it and him saying, listen, I know you can do this, you know, and someone says, this is what we want. So, okay, that's what you want. That's what I'm going to give you.
Successful year for you? Are you happy with what you did this year?
I guess success can be measured in different ways. Obviously, there's the obvious way of the amount of sacks, you know, from the outside looking in. But I think the steps that I've taken as a player on off the field that I don't think I can put a limit on it. You know, I felt like, you know, things really got better for me. I improved as a football player.
Obviously, it's an emotional day. This is my last day, you know, in the locker room like this, you know, my last day at my locker. I just kind of started cleaning it out and decided to take the nameplate off. I mean, I want to be able to take it home, put it up so my kids can have it or something like that. But obviously, emotional time knowing this is my last day in here.
When was the last time you cleaned out a locker?
You know, it's a long time. You know, we always clean it out at the end of the year. I always clean it out, but I leave stuff in there. You know, I know I'm coming back to it. I'm actually cleaning it out for the last time. I'm taking everything out of it and taking it with me. So it's going to be hard knowing that locker will actually be somebody else's now. I've had it for quite a while.
You're going to be around here for a little bit, you said, but are you going to be at games next year? Are you a fan? Are you going to get a suite? Are you getting seats? Are you going to buy season tickets?
I'm definitely coming to some games. You know, I want to do the whole tailgating experience. I'm going to be outside grilling, having a few drinks probably, and coming to the game and enjoying myself.
It's a good group for moving forward, though. I mean, the culture is here now. Speaking of next year, it's a group that can do some things.
Definitely. This is a tremendous group in here. I'm excited about where this team is headed, and I'm really excited about next season and seeing what's going to happen. I can't wait to see, you know, what they're going to do next year. This is going to be a team to watch in the NFL.
No second thoughts, right?
No, not yet. Absolutely, it's still slowly sinking in a little bit that, you know, this is the last time, and I think it's really going to start hitting me, you know, when guys start coming back in the off season, and I'm not coming back. I'll still be sitting at home watching it. But as of now, yeah, definitely. I'm out of here.